ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिर्नैष्ठिकी। Your reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20, entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe. Text 12. Yadyapi asau adharmena mam badniyad anagasam अनागासं तथापि येनं न हिंसिष्ये भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुं। यद्यप्यासवधर्मेण यद्यप्यसावधर्मेण मां बध्नीयादनागसम् मां बध्नीयादनागसम् तथापि एनं न हिंसिष्ये तथापि एनं न हिंसिष्ये भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुम् भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुं। यद्यव्यासवधर्मेण मां बध्नीयादनागसम् तथापि एनं न हिंसिष्ये भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुं। यद्यप्यसावधर्मेण मां बिध्नीयादनागसम् तथापि एनं न हिंसिष्ये भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुम्। भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुम् यद्यप्यसावधर्मेण मां बध्नीयादनागसम् तथापीनं न हिंसिष्ये भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुम्। भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुम् यद्यप्यसावधर्मेण मां बध्नीयादनागसम् भीतं ब्रह्मतनुं रिपुम्। माताजी, what word meaning? Yadyapi, although, asau, Lord Vishnu, adharmena, crookedly, without reference to the straight way, mam, me, badniyat, skills. Anagasam, although I am not sinful. Tatapi, still. Yenam, against him. Na, not. Imsishe, I shall take. Any retaliation. Bhitam, because he is afraid. Brahmatanum, having assumed the form of a Brahmana Brahmachari. Ripum, even though he is my enemy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear he has covered himself in the form of a Brahmana to come to me begging. Under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a Brahmana, even if he irreligiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. Please repeat responsibly. Although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear, he has covered himself in the form of a Brahmana to come to me begging. Under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a Brahmana, even if he irreligiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. Purport by His Divine Grace. If Lord Vishnu, as he is, had come to Bali Maharaj and asked him to do something, Bali Maharaj certainly would not have refused his request. But to enjoy a little humor between himself and his devotee, the Lord covered himself as a Brahmana Brahmachari and thus came to Bali Maharaj to beg for only 3 feet of land.
ओमज्ञानतिमरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्गायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमघं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पार्श्वच्छदे सतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
सो इन दिस सेक्शन बलि महाराज इज जस्टिफाइंग टू कीप हिज प्रॉमिस टू वामन देव विच मीन्स disobeying his spiritual master. So here, Bali Maharaj states that Vamana Dev has come in the form of a Brahmana, irreligiously, adharmena. Generally, we see in the scriptures that sometimes some great personalities assume a form to achieve some goal. Indra assumed several times forms to achieve his goal. when Prithu Maharaj was performing the Ashwamedha Yajna, 100th Ashwamedha Yajna, 99 he was already done. So, Indra becomes envious, jealous, because he has done 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. The qualification to become an Indra is that he should have done 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. So somebody else is going to do 100th Yajna, then he thinks that he may excel me. I should not allow this to happen. So, when the Yajna was ready to be done, Indra takes a form of a sannyasi. He was not a sannyasi, actually. Indra is the king of the heaven, all the higher planetary system, and he has a lot of facilities for enjoyment. He enjoys a lot. Not only that, he has so much facility to enjoy in the heaven, sometimes he comes to the earthly planet and enjoys also, and gets into problem also. Uncontrolled senses. He assumed the form of a sannyasi, which is just, that is real adharmena. He never was a sannyasi at this point of time at least, and he assumed the form and he was taking the horse that is meant for the sacrifice. Immediately, Prithu Maharaj's son, he was trying to say, hey, who is that? When he came closer, he saw it was a sannyasi. He said, wow, how can I attack a sannyasi? Then he left. Again, two times it happened. If the sages said, hey, he is not a real sannyasi, please attack him. Then when he was ready to attack, Indra disappears. So here, the point is, when somebody assumes a form, so according to that form, other person is supposed to actually react also. Even though it may be a false form. Once, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, the devotee was making some cookies. And she got a cutter for making a cookie in the form of a cow. She thought that Prabhupada likes cows and Prabhupada likes cookies, so I'll make a cookie in the form of a cow. So she made a cow, nice cow cookie. And it was served to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, they think I am going to eat a cow. No. He didn't take that cookie, even though it is cookie, the substance is cookie, and the form is cow. It's not a real form. But then, as soon as you see the form, you are supposed to have your consciousness related to that. You are supposed to react like you are reacting with the form. You can't say that, no. So Prabhupada didn't take. So, even though the form may be falsely assumed by somebody, still the person has assumed the form, you are supposed to do your dharma. Whether that person is doing his dharma or not, that's a different question. For that he has to face the consequence. If he is an imposter, he has to face the consequence. So, in this way we see so many instances in the life of Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Dev. He would call so many sadhus, and he will call the sadhus, and he will feed them nicely, serve them, and tell them, you please bless my son, like that. And Prabhupada was seeing so many young men, so many sadhus who are not having the standards of sadhus, so he was not very much keen. But then, out of so many sadhus, there may be one real sadhu, you know. So you cannot just say that every sadhu is imposter or bad. So, in this way, our teaching is that the higher ashram, sannyas ashram, if somebody is in a sannyas ashram, immediately a person pays respect. Even if he is a mayavadi sannyasi, we don't agree with mayavad. We don't, yet they are diagonally opposite to our philosophy. Exactly opposite. Still, a mayavadi sannyasi comes. It is stated that one pays obeisances because he is in the higher ashram. Whether That Mayavadi is a real Mayavadi or imposter, that's a different thing. We don't have to go into the detail of analyzing so much. External form, we actually give respect according to that. So, in this way, we can see, same Indra, in Mahabharata, we see that Karna was, I want to bring Karna here because we are going to talk about the loyalty. Karna was a great warrior, very powerful. And it was his misfortune that even though he was Kunti Putra, for outside world he was a Shudra. But then he was made the king of Anga by Duryodhana. Duryodhana could see that this fellow is a very talented guy, so I should have him. So he gave him the kingdom, Anga, made him the king. So he made friendship. And just before the Mahabharata, Indra comes in the form of a Brahmana to Karna. Shishi Radhara Srihari ji ki, Sita Ramakshmanuman ki, Shishi Gornitai ki. And he is a Brahmana, and he comes to Karna. Karna has taken a vow to give charity without any consideration. He will not refuse charity to anybody. He will give charity. All Brahmanas, no consideration. He will keep giving charity. Anything they want, he will give. Knowing that, Indra comes and he says, what can I do? What can I serve you? In the previous night, Surya Dev, he is worshipper of Surya Dev. In fact, Surya Dev was his father. And he says, actually Indra is going to come, he is going to ask your armor. Karna was born with natural armor, Kavach and Kundala. As long as he was wearing that, nobody can actually defeat him. So Indra comes and says, as a Brahmana, please give your armor and Kundala. What that has to do for a Brahmana actually? Brahmana can ask for land, he can ask for cow, he can ask for gold, something that is useful for him directly. He's not going to fight in the battlefield. Armor is required for somebody who is going to fight in the battlefield. He's asking for armor and Kundala. Karna would not receive it. He has to actually cut it off from the body. This is not a very, he was born with that. It is just joined to the body. He has to cut it off with difficulty. And he promised him that even after cutting it off, I will restore your body without any difficulty. Such is the vow of Karna, who is known for charity. So much so that even Krishna wanted to teach Arjuna that charity means Karna. Arjuna thought that what? Anything that Karna can do, I can also do. Krishna said, no, you need to learn a lesson. He said, okay, let us have a competition. I am giving you this golden mountain. So you have to give in charity by the sunset, you have to finish it off. Karna says, yeah, Arjuna, yes. He called all the villagers nearby, start taking one boulder. Kicking one boulder. So the mountain is so big, nothing was finished. And he said, no, I think Krishna, you have given a task which is not achievable. If I am not able to do, even Karna cannot do it. What do you think? No, that's okay. We will test it out. Next day he tells Karna, I am giving you this golden mountain. You have to give in charity before the sunset. Karna calls a person. He says that this whole mountain is your chalolelo. Arjuna was surprised. How is that? Yes, it depends upon your thought. If your heart is very big, broad-minded, you think very bigger things. If it is small, narrow-minded, you see only little things. For Arjuna, giving means you have to physically give one boulder. That is what he is thinking. But Karna, he is just one person is enough. Why we need a whole day? It's a few minutes job actually. Broad-minded thinking. So much so that there was a question about when Mahabharata came, whether to take the side of Pandavas or Kauravas. Duryodhana was his very dear friend. He made him very respectable. everybody to, you know, told he is a Shudra and he made him a king. So it is said that Nimattaya. So he has given his livelihood. And he was always with him. Now Kunti comes and tells, my dear Karna, I am your mother. Oh, really? How is that? Yes? He is not a Pandava because he was born before marriage to Pandu. He is Kaunteya. He is another Kaunteya, he is the eldest. So, now, before the war, usually, both parties can go to different other kings and they take support. So one can switch the sides also, not a big deal. So here is the situation before him, whether to switch the side and become one of the, you know, Pandavas or to be remain in the Kauravas. Duryodhana especially. How can he leave Duryodhana? Because unka nimattaya, loyalty. On the other hand, these are his own brothers actually, same, born from the same mother. So it is a very difficult situation, choice between loyalty and higher principle, dharma. In dharma also there are lower principles and higher principles. Samanya dharma, vishesha dharma, paro dharma, so many dharmas are there. It was a dilemma. Certainly, if he takes the side of Pandavas, the equation will be very different. And he will annoy Duryodhana. If he cannot take both the sides, third option is also there. Neutral. Lord Balaram, when Mahabharata was declared, he didn't want to take part in the Mahabharata. He said that, this is my disciple Duryodhana. If I take the side of Duryodhana, other side Krishna is there. It's not a very favorable situation. Or he'd take this side, he will be annoying Duryodhana. He said that I am neutral. He went on the Tirtha Yatra. So there is a third option for Karna also to not have taken any side. But he won't do that because of his, you know, hatred for Arjuna. Because he was more or less equal to him. So he wanted to excel him. He wanted to show that how can he defeat him. Because he was insulted so many times. Draupadi, Swayamvara, he wanted to participate. He was insulted. You are a Shudra, you cannot even participate. So that hatred he cannot give it up. Plus, his loyalty cannot give it up. So he chose loyalty, which is a lower dharma, than the higher dharma of taking the real side of Nyaya, dharma. So, Sukracharya is also in the same situation putting Bali Maharaj. Sukracharya is telling Bali Maharaj, that, by the way, what he has done for Bali Maharaj, what he has not done. Bali Maharaj was finished. He is dead, almost dead. After Amrita was drunk by the devatas, Indra stuck him with a thunderbolt, he was finished. And all the demons, they were one after another getting finished, you know, losing the bodily parts, etc. Narada Muni comes and starts, okay, stop it, it's okay. Then all the demons take Bali Maharaj and others to Sukracharya. Sukracharya uses his Samjivani mantra, very powerful. And he revives him. It is like giving another birth to Bali Maharaj. He is already dead, dead and gone. He gave him the second life. Then he acts as his guru. Then he conducts his Visvajit Yajna. How to conquer the whole universe, Visvajit. From the Visvajit Yajna comes chariot, horses, flag, bow, armor, quiver of arrows. Prahlada Maharaj personally comes and gives the garland of eternal flowers. It will not fade away. Sukracharya gives the conch shell. With that power, so much power, that Indra and demigods decided not to even fight. They thought that, nahi, abhi kaam nahi hoga. They have to run away from the heavenly planets. So much power. So what Bali Maharaj is on that particular situation is simply because of Sukracharya. Everything that he has given. And now Shukracharya is telling Bali Maharaj, this is Vishnu. He is asking for three steps. He is going to occupy all the lower planetary system with one step, another step, higher planetary system. He will not be able to fulfill your promise of third step. He already predicted. Didn't happen. He knew that what is going to happen. Brahmana, Trikalajna, don't agree. Refuse. How to refuse? I promised you, no. Then Shukracharya is giving exceptions in not fulfilling the promise. There are cases. If you, when a person is flattering a woman, not meant for brahmachari, he can tell some lies. That lie is not considered falsity. And in arranging a marriage, suppose you don't reveal everything, something is not revealed, that is also acceptable. Telling a lie. In joke, telling a joke is allowed. And to earn livelihood, somebody says, no, I don't have any money. Beggar always says that he doesn't have. He may have a bank balance also some nowadays. So he'll say, no, no, earning a livelihood. And when one's life is in danger, Shukracharya is underlining this. Your life is in danger because you are going to lose everything. You are not going to, it is, these three steps is, cannot be fulfilled by you. It's in danger. You are going to anyway not able to fulfill, you are going to be punished, you have to go to hell. So you are not going to do that. So because of this clause, when one's life is in danger, you can tell a lie. You say, no, I cannot give. And to protect Brahmana and protect a cow, one can tell a lie also. There are cases where one can tell lies given in the scripture itself. So Shukracharya, well versed with the scripture, is telling Bali Maharaj, you refuse, don't give. This is okay, it is according to scripture. Whereas Bali Maharaj was put in the dilemma between whether you should be loyal to Shukracharya because he is guru. He has given everything. Everything that he has achieved at that point of time is because of Shukracharya, as I already said. Loyalty, I should be loyal to him, I should listen to him. Or, I should take the higher principle of devotional service. Paro dharma. This is also dharma. What Shukracharya is expecting is samanya dharma. Normal, you know, principle. That's higher principle also. So, as we said, Karna was also put in a situation whether to, there at least a third option was there. Here there is nothing called third option. It's only two options. Karna was put in and Karna took the loyalty path. I am loyal to Duryodhana, so I will be with him. So, lower principle. That is, even though he is a very, great personality, he is known for charity, not for loyalty. Loyalty, anybody can be loyal. Even a dog is loyal to the master, actually. Dog is known for loyalty, actually. Here, Bali Maharaj thinks that if I have to anyway lose, it is better to lose anyway at the end of the life I have to lose. And if I have to give this to this Brahmana by means of that if I have to lose, no problem. So he actually chose the higher principle. Loyalty was always there. He should have been under normal circumstances. He said that, no, I want to surrender to Krishna. So in that way, there is always a lower principle and higher principle. Sometimes, a person who is not able to appreciate the higher principle, they will think that you are doing something wrong by doing the not doing the lower principle. When a devotee wants to join Hare Krishna, ISKCON full time, the parents generally, especially in India, they become very unhappy. They immediately say that, what is wrong with you? And especially if you are from NIT, they say that I have made you to study, I have done this, I have done that. For this we have made you to study? Sadhu Bannakini? They are actually in their stature, their own standard, they are actually concerned about the devotee. Are bhai, kya hoga inko? Mera beta hai. I have given birth. In the childhood, he was doing so many mistakes, so I corrected him. So like that, he is also doing another mistake, they are thinking. This fellow doesn't know the world, and innocently he thinks that he should become a sadhu. He should live, and he should get married, he should do this, do that, get a job, etc. This is the normal thing. Why is he becoming abnormal? Why is he becoming a devotee? Actually, you may be thinking, why they are not allowing to become devotee? So you know, staying in the material world is one, and I am surrendering to Krishna, which is a higher devotional principle. They don't know that devotion is higher principle. So there is a, you know, gap between the understanding. In fact, the parents are genuinely concerned for the son. It is not artificial. They think that you are going somewhere else, you are doing something wrong. A devotee knows very well that the higher principle, savai pumsam paro dharmor yador bhakti radokshage. So, surrendering to Krishna is the paradharma. Serving the parents is also a dharma, nobody is telling no. But putting these both together, which one to choose if it comes, one has to be very intelligent. Sometimes you think that, oh, if I don't do the lower dharma, am I doing something wrong? Bhagavatam tells, Devarishi Bhutaptanurnam Pitrunam Nakinkaroyam Nayam Rinicharajan Sarvatmanaya Saranam Saranyam Gato Mukunda Parihritya Kartum. It gives a very clear statement that you have so many obligations, devas, rishis, bhutas, aptas, so many dharmas you have to do. And if you are surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all these dharmas are waived. You are not doing anything wrong. There is a difference between you are waived and you are doing something wrong. If you are not surrendering to Krishna, definitely you will have to be doing those things. So, here, Bali Maharaj is very clear that he should be listening to Shukracharya, because after all, he is his guru. He has done everything for him. But now a choice is given between whether you should be just be loyal simply because he has done this to me, or I should be sticking to my dharma. What is my dharma? A dharma of a Kshatriya. One of the dharma of the Kshatriya is to give charity. Especially after you promise to give. Even if you are not promised, you should be giving karna. You never promised to Indra that I will give you kavacha kunda. No. He never promised. Still somebody came and asked, my dharma is to give, I am giving. Here, situation, not only that is a kshatriya is supposed to give charity, he has promised that he will give 3 spaces of land. And for him, akirti maranat atirichyate. For a honorable person, dishonor is worse than death. If he had not given the 3 paces, he would be on the history also for a person who is so dishonorable. He would be there. This is a person who has promised something, he did not fulfill his promise. But he didn't want to be in the history like that. If he want to remain in the history, he'll have to remain in the history in the good terms, not in the bad terms. So, what to speak of Bali Maharaj? Even a respectable Kshatriya, he will not refuse what he has promised. Let us come back to Duryodhana. Duryodhana was in great difficulty with Gandharvas, and Arjuna once fought with Gandharvas and he saved Duryodhana and his party. Then Duryodhana was very happy. He said, Arjuna, please ask me any benediction, anything that you want, I will give you. Generally, we will see in the scripture, don't ask immediately. When the real necessity comes, you should ask. Suppose somebody would do a very good service. They say that, please tell me what you want. Immediately, don't say that you have a cup of sweet rice. Khatam ho jayega. You should tell, when there is a necessity, I will tell you. Keep it in the park. Park the benediction. Arjuna told, when necessity came, I don't have any necessity now. I will not ask. When necessity comes, I will tell you. Duryodhana rebukes Bhishma Dev. You are not fighting. You are doing like sports. You are Kalra. You are not sufficiently fighting. Otherwise, I don't think this should be going on. Bhishma says, no. Tomorrow, these 5 arrows, tuck, 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 155. 5 Pandavas will be finished. You see tomorrow. Duryodhana, yes, please give all these arrows. I will keep it safe custody. Please give the safe custody to me. Tomorrow I will deliver. When the match starts, when the war starts, I will deliver. Krishna tells Arjuna, Arjuna, you have to go to Duryodhana. He said, what? Why you have to go to Duryodhana actually? There is an important work. You remember, Duryodhana promised me, whatever you want, he will give when he saved from Gandharvas. Yeah, now you go to Duryodhana. And you ask him those 5 arrows that he is keeping in safe custody from Bhishma Dev. Why 5 arrows? I got so many arrows. No, utna leke aana, usko wahi chahiye. Arjuna goes, and Duryodhana says, what do you want, Arjuna? Anything that you want, I can give. I don't want anything. I have not come here to beg. Kshatriyas don't beg. Prestige. He said, do you remember you promised me? Yeah, I remember. What do you want? Please give the 5 arrows. He said, how do you know? First of all, I have 5 arrows. He forgot Krishna is in the middle. How do you, this person know? And these 5 arrows, if they are given, Bhishma Dev is not going to kill these 5 Pandavas. And this is for this purpose is the entire Mahabharata is happening. Get rid of Pandavas. And that is not going to happen. Still, Duryodhana cannot refuse. See, even Kshatriyas, they had rules of the game. They won't break the rules. Rules of the game is never broken. So, I promise I have to give. Even Duryodhana can do it. What to speak of somebody like Bali Maharaj, who is much higher on the platform of devotional service. So, Bali Maharaj was very, very convinced that he has to do his dharma of giving charity. And on the other hand, Vamana Dev, as a Brahmana, he is ready to accept that charity. So one is expected to do one's dharma. There is a saying that, small anecdote, a sadhu was seeing a scorpion drowning. Scorpion is drowning. He is trying to save the scorpion. And the scorpion is thinking, this person is trying to hurt me. He doesn't know he is saving. Sometimes we don't know what is the other person's objective. Scorpion was biting the sadhu. Then it fell down. Again he was trying to save. Again the scorpion is biting. Somebody asked him, that scorpion is biting, why are you saving? I am doing my dharma and scorpion is doing his dharma. His dharma is to bite. He thinks scorpion and the snakes, they always think that everybody else is enemy. They are trying to attack them, try to kill them, try to hurt them. As soon as you go close, they bite. They don't. You don't even have to disturb them. Before that only they will bite. Natural tendency. Dharma. Unka dharma hai. So scorpion is biting doesn't mean that you can try to bite the scorpion. No. You have to do your dharma and scorpion will do his dharma. Here, the dharma of Bali Maharaj, a Kshatriya, is to give charity. One of the dharmas. And Brahmana, Vamana Dev, is supposed to accept the charity. That is his dharma. Bali Maharaj says here, he has crookedly, adharmena, he has assumed the form of a Brahmana, covered himself. This assuming the form of Brahmana, there is nothing crooked about it actually. He was born to Kashyap and Aditi. Aditi wanted to, get the heavenly kingdom for her children, Adityas, and she approached Kashyapa. Kashyapa said, do Payavrata Yajna. And she did. And the Lord appeared as Vamandev. He appeared in his original form. Then he became Vamana. He is born to Brahmana. So he is a Brahmana. There is nothing, you know, to say that it is irreligious. It is not like Indra assuming the form of a sannyasi. Indra assuming a form of a Brahmana. It's not like that kind of assuming. Not even like Krishna assuming the form of Mohini Murthy. Mohini Murthy form is not his original form. He assumed it. So, Bali Maharaj is thinking that Mohini Murthy came and we all handed over the nectar to her, thinking that she will be impartial. And at the end of the day, she gave all the nectar to devatas. And for demons, nothing they got. This is an act of an enemy. Enemy means you act against your interest. Front means you act with your interest. You have certain interest, front acts according to your interest. Enemy acts against your interest. Because Mohini Murthy cheated, he is still thinking, my enemy. This is enemy. And now the same person has come as Vamana Dev, this fellow is enemy also. Krishna very clearly states, he is not enemy to anybody. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshestina priya. He doesn't have dvesha or priya to anybody. He is equal. But depending upon how you are performing your dharma, then Krishna has to reciprocate. So if Krishna makes a dharma and you break the dharma, then it also becomes duty of Krishna to rectify the situation. Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya. When there is adharma, it becomes the duty of Krishna to rectify it. So Bali Maharaj and Pati, they cannot even grasp the idea that they are doing some adharma. They say that what they are doing is dharma. No, right, all right. Somebody who is in a great illusion, if somebody comes and tells, no, you are doing something wrong, he can't wake up. Ignorance, deep ignorance. Bali Maharaj, fighting with devatas and throwing them away from their position is adharma. He fought with the devatas. First, second round, they drank the nectar and these were defeated. Then he went to Shukracharya. Shukracharya put him in the position so powerful that even Indra cannot defeat, and Indra ran away and he occupied the position of Indra. To become Indra, 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas required, and he didn't have that qualification. You take a position without qualification, adharma. It is not that you become an officer and then you pass the examination. First you pass the examination, then you become an officer. He became Indra, ruling all the three worlds, and he didn't have the basic qualification of 100 Ashwamedha Yajna. Then Shukracharya tells him, better you do it now. Pahila toh kiya nahi hai, now you do it. And he is going on doing it. Then this trouble is coming. Then Vamana Dev is coming. And now he knows that this Vamana Dev, already Shukracharya said, this fellow is Vishnu. He is going to take away. Don't accept it. And he says, this enemy is the same enemy who has been partial to the demigods. He gave the nectar. Before that, my great-grandfather also he killed. My great-grandfather's brother also he killed. If he is going to kill anyway, he is going to kill me. But I am not going to retaliate. Because he assumed the form of a Brahmana. I am a Kshatriya. I am supposed to fight with Kshatriya. I am not going to retaliate with the Brahmana. Even if he is going to kill me, or even he is going to irreligiously arrest me, I am not going to retaliate. Here, Prabhupada is writing in the purport, if Lord Vishnu, as he is, if he had come, still Bali Maharaj would have not refused. Prabhupada writes, but why he came as a dwarf boy, small boy, young, very, like a small child, young boy. First of all, when Bali Maharaj claims that you have taken irreligiously a form, that is wrong. He has taken religiously because he is born to Kashyapa, who is a Brahmana. Brahmana's son is a Brahmana. He came as a Brahmana. But he could have come as a grown up Brahmana. He could have, but he chose to come as a very young boy. Because nobody tries to cheat a child. Small boy, you know, he came, he was so effulgent and he promised, and now he knows this small boy is not so small, he's big actually. He's going to become big. But Bali Maharaj says, I am ready to face any consequence. If he is going to kill, also fine. If he is going to arrest me, also is fine. And it is better that I follow the higher dharma. I don't want to be known as a cheated, a small young boy. And Prabhupada writes, the Lord wanted to have some humor with his devotee. Because if he came as a big man, he would not have said, your three steps are too small. Because he is so small, your steps are also itnai, small steps. So what is that? He was making fun of him. What did the three steps mean? Nothing actually. So there was a humorous relation between the Supreme Lord and his devotee. And the humors are supposed to be between, you know, proper relations. Improper relations, humors don't work. So even though it is expected that the Lord is going to take everything away, and at that point of time, that is the dharma. Because he didn't qualify to become Indra. The Indra is already appointed. He has to be Indra for 72 Divya Yugas, and you can't remove him in between. And this guy comes and in between removes, so it becomes a dharma. And Krishna says, no, dharma should be established. Now you can't be done. You have to go. Get out. But then, when Krishna took away everything that he possessed, he gave also so much. He gave himself. So, Vishnu, Vamanadev, Trivikrama, he tells, now you go. Stay in Sutala planet. And the Sutala planet is a lower planetary system. But it is more opulent than the heavenly kingdom. More opulent than the heavenly kingdom. You be there. And you want to become Indra, you know. Next cycle, next Manvantara we will see, we will make you Indra. He is going to be a future Indra. He has to be there. Until then you be there, I will make you Indra. And since Bali became a devotee, he took all the power and he became like, you know, just a devotee. Knowing that Sutala planet has so much opulence, if somebody comes to, you know, loot Sutala planet, Lord Vishnu is standing as a doorkeeper. He is standing as a doorkeeper. He has taken away everything. He gave himself to be standing as a doorkeeper. He said, my Sudarshan Chakra is there. Anybody comes, it will finish off also. So in that way, Lord Krishna, when he deals with the devotee, sometimes he may appear to be taking something, but he will certainly give much more than what the devotee deserves. And that is Krishna's quality. So in this way, in this sloka, Bali Maharaj is taking the greatest risk of disobeying his spiritual master. He said, no, this person I am not going to refuse to what I have promised. So in that way, Bali Maharaj is performing his higher duty, paro dharma, savai pumsam paro dharmo yador bhakti radokshade. By accepting to give the charity, he has done the devotional service by means of which he is rewarded by Lord himself later. We'll stop here. Is there any questions or comments?
Here in this verse, there are two things we see in Bali Maharaj in dealing. One is that Vamandev came as a pretender, so he should be punished. But higher than that, if he saw him, that Bhitam Brahma Tanum Ripum. Although he is enemy, but he is very afraid. And he has taken a form of Brahmana. So a person king may be so powerful, but if person is afraid, he should be protected. And if he is Brahmin, he should not be killed, but he should have given different kind of punishment, but not killed. So there are two reasons. In talking about dharma, he has changed his, he is a pretender, so he should be punished. What kind of punishment to be given? That is secondary. But he doesn't want to kill him. He said, even he wants to kill, although I have no fault, he wants to kill me, no problem. Tathapi, eum na hamisse, say, I will not kill him. Why? Because he is afraid and he is, I assume, the form of a Brahman, he is Brahmin. So the demon, they hate Vishnu, but they respect Brahmana.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Ramra Prabhu, Ramra Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Just a comment. Actually, we don't have to justify that Lord Vamanadeva did not cheat, because actually he cheated. And the same thing was told by Srimati Radharani also, when in Brahma Gita she is saying to Uddhava that we heard in his previous lives when he appeared as Vamana, he asked for 3 steps, but he cheated Bali and he took the whole thing. When he appeared as Ramchandra, he, even though it is his duty to honor request of a woman, he cut off the nose and all. So now he cheated all of us, he spoke very nice words, now he left. I don't think the women in Mathura, they get cheated, because they are more intelligent. They will not come under the influence of Krishna. So like that, Srimad Radharani also is saying that he cheated.
This is humor. Humorous means in a personal relation, it's a different rasa. There are different levels of understanding. This, in a very close relation, then the lover, even chastises the beloved. So there, those justification. But if you are going to go according to the rule of the game, you cannot say that, he came as Vamana. He tricked, actually. There is a difference between tricking a person and cheating. A trick is that he was so small, so at the first instance, Bali Maharaj thought that you are so small, you want 3. When he said 3 paces of land, he thought 3 paces to be measured on the earth. And itna chota mein kya karna hai? But the trick is that his one step can be covering the whole universe. Forget about only the lower planetary system. He could have covered with one step the entire universe also if he wants. That is Krishna's and everything. But he took 2 steps. Then Jiva Goswami, there is a question raised that, okay, wait, he wanted 3 steps, it should be measured on the ground. Why is he covering the akash, ether also? That is not step. Jiva Goswami says, whenever you take a step, it includes that the area above that also. Suppose you take a step, above that whatever akash is, that is also included. Jiva Goswami says, when you take the step, everything above the step is also included. So one step means half the universe. Another step, another half universe. Everything is covered. So, yes, it is a trick. But then, he is not able to fulfill the... What he meant is one thing, what he understood is another thing. That's a trick there. So, Radharani saying is a different thing. That is in a different mood. The very mood is very different. Here, if you want to go by the rule of the game, yes, Lord wanted 3 steps, he was not able to give. Why did he agree? The mistake is Bali Maharaj. He agreed to give 3 steps, without knowing what those steps mean. Sukracharya could figure it out even before those 2 steps were taken. That's the difference between a Brahman and a Kshatriya. He could know that this fellow said 3 steps. The Lord has not taken the step. He said that, Bali, in one step he is going to occupy all the lower planetary system. In another step he is going to occupy other 3 planetary systems, the higher planetary system. What about the 3rd step? You are not going to fulfill it anyway. You made a wrong promise. Asking is one thing, you are agreeing is another thing. Trick. It is a trick. It's a trick. Expert comment.
Besides that, the Lord came with a purpose. And the purpose was to get the kingdom of Indra. Actually, Bali is one who had grabbed. So, yes. Lord made very clear to Mother Aditi that today nobody can defeat Bali because he is protected by a Brahmana. So only Brahmana can. Brahmana becomes angry and curse him, then only happen.
Yes.
Therefore, he took the form of a Brahmana. So Lord knows everything. He is full of all knowledge. He knows how to do things. And he did accordingly. Bali did not know about the Lord, as you rightly said. But Lord knows. So this is also his lila. You know, whatever Krishna does, no karma applies on us, him, only on us. So when he did cheating, that is also lila. He stole makhan, that is also lila. He ran away from battlefield, that is also lila.
Krishna's, if you say like that, in Mahabharata, how many times, how many tricks he has to play to get the work done? Everything can be said as, many times people say, what is this Krishna, you know, why is he doing all these things, you know, why is he telling this to be done, that to be done? So many tricks he has to do at the end of the day to establish dharma. So that is, that because he is doing a higher dharma, higher purpose, that itself is, what Krishna does is the dharma for that particular situation. Highest dharma. If he does that, in that particular time, place and circumstances, that is defined as the right thing to be done. Krishna defines the dharma. Krishna's action defines the dharma. That is a particular situation. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So, for the post of Indra, general qualification is 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. Now we know that Bali Maharaj did not perform that and he wanted that post. Now when Krishna in the form of Vaman, they promised him that you will become next Indra. Hmm. So is he to do the 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas in the meantime, or it is just because of the word of Krishna or Vamandev, he will become the next Indra? This is first question.
All the first question khatam karenge?
Khatam ho gaya.
Ho gaya. So, that is normally the rule, dharma. Accordingly, you don't need any special favor from anybody. If you have done that, you are going to become. So, in this case, he has already done 99 yajnas, right? So, in the... if Krishna wants to put anybody in a particular situation, there you don't need this. This is like a honorary, a special consideration. How is he going to achieve is not mentioned, so we need not speculate on that. But he is told by Krishna that, okay, you become Indra. But by Krishna saying it, you can become anything. If you don't have that kind of mercy, then you have to do 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas.
Yes.
Finished? Well, finished. Yes, finished.
Okay.
Yajna is meant for the pleasure of Vishnu. Vamandev is completely by the yajna, yajnatat karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandhana. So yajna is to please Vishnu, otherwise it is going to be binding. So Vamandev is pleased. He can not only become Indra, he can become Brahma also if he wanted. He wanted only Indra Chalatunko Jo Chaya Lelena.
So next question is about dharma. You explained about lower dharmas of loyalty, higher dharmas of truth, and there are many other levels as well. So in our regular day-to-day practice of Krishna consciousness, also we see sometimes lower dharma, higher dharma. But the problem is we don't understand which is lower, which is higher. We know that we should perform higher dharma, but we don't know which is higher dharma sometimes. So what has to be done in such cases?
You have to, if you cannot yourself recognize, you should go to somebody who can recognize it. That is why seniors are there, who can guide you. So they will tell you, there are two things. Lower dharma has to be followed for loka vichar. If you are, suppose, you know, your mother is on the deathbed and you say that, you know, I am surrendered to Krishna, I cannot go and see my mother, then fine, it's okay. But then you have to see, what will the entire village you think about it? If the whole village is going to think this guy calls himself sadhu, the guy cannot even come and see his mother, then that gives a very bad signal and bad reputation for a devotee. So for purpose of general populace, one may even perform a samanya dharma. It's called samanya dharma. Normal dharma. He may do it. But he knows within the heart what is higher dharma. So for the purpose of preaching, for the purpose of several other things, one may at some point of time be engaged in a Samanya Dharma also. But when it comes to the decision between Samanya Dharma is ultimate or Vishesha Dharma, then he knows what is Paradharma. If that Samanya Dharma performing is going to disturb your Paradharma, then Samanya Dharma has to be given away. That requires intelligence. So both, depending upon time, place and circumstances, one has to execute. It depends. Suppose somebody, you are walking on the road and somebody falls, falls down, and you say that, he is a karmi, I am going. What will the other people think? You may even take him to the hospital, put him there, and he will ask, who brought me? That Hare Krishna wala of them. Hare Krishna wala mere ko leke aaya. Then if that fellow is going to chant Hare Krishna, after that going to become a devotee, you have done just a samanya dharma that can lead you towards making somebody a devotee, that is acceptable also. We have to see time, place and circumstances and accordingly apply what has to be done. It can't be blindly applied anything and everywhere. Bhima Prabhu.
We understand from Shastra that the only way you can surrender to the Lord is by the Lord's devotee's mercy. Hmm. Without the mercy of the Lord, no one ever could surrender to Krishna. So we see that Bali, he was surrendered to Sukracharya, and by that surrender, he became so powerful, he took the position of Indra. But then when Vaman came, he actually surrendered to Vamandev, but he had rejected already Sukracharya. So by whose mercy did he actually get that, the mercy of the Lord, in order to surrender to the Lord? Whose mercy was it?
Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bhij. So Guru's mercy, by means of which one gets the seed of devotional service, that there are so many gurus actually. This is a Vaishnava who has got who has Krishna in his heart, who has got completely the mercy of Krishna. That guru is what we are referring to as, by the mercy of guru, you get Krishna. But in the scripture you can see there are so many gurus. Dronacharya is also a guru of, warfare, and sometimes somebody can get dance guru also, dance master, singer guru, like that. And Shukracharya doesn't fall under the category of pure devotee of the Lord. He is a Brahmana. Brahmanas are very powerful, and Brahmana can act as a guru also. What he would teach? He can teach Karma Kanda section also. That is also a guru. A guru can teach, how to perform yajnas and how to be properly doing dharma, niti, nyaya, all those things he can teach. That is also a guru. So Shukracharya was not a pure devotee of the Lord, because if he was, when he saw Vamanadev, he would have recommended Balimara to surrender to him. There is no question of ego. A devotee cannot have any ego issue with the Lord. If Lord wants it, he will say that ego ko pahla chod deta. He doesn't have any ego with the Lord. If the Lord says, Bali Maharaj, Lord said, you go to Sulola now. No ego. Theek hai, jo bolega karega. So if Shukracharya was a guru of Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan, your guru Krishna, guru, that guru, he would have recommended Bali Maharaj to surrender. But he was not. But he was a smarta guru. The Vedic principle and Vedic things he was teaching. So in that way, it is not because of Shukracharya's mercy Bali Maharaj came to the platform of surrender. By the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, his grandfather, when he saw Vamanadeva, he was so attracted to him. And as a Brahmana, the Kshatriya's duty is to welcome him and give him a seat, wash his lotus feet, take the water on his head, drink some water. These are all Samanya Dharma for a Kshatriya towards a Brahmana. But same Samanya Dharma done to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it becomes Paro Dharma. It is devotional service. So he has already started doing devotional service, by means of which whatever contamination within the heart, they are already purified. So Guru Krishna Prasadepa, even Krishna can give mercy also directly. If somebody goes to Krishna jumping over the Guru, then Krishna will not reciprocate. But natural course, some opportunity happened that somebody came to Krishna, Krishna can reciprocate also. There are so many cases of so many deities reciprocating with a devotee who did not come through a spiritual master, so to say. So many instances, Jagannath Puri. So many cases of some devotee, Jagannath will directly reciprocate. So many cases of South India, you can take, you know, in Udupi, there's a Krishna deity. And one devotee, I forgot his name, he was not allowed inside the temple. Kanakada. He was not allowed inside the temple. The deity turned, you know, 180 degree, he was looking towards the back. Even now, the deity is looking the back of the temple. To give darshan to Kanakadas, he turned it. He didn't come through any regular process. So, in a sadhana bhakti, when we are doing, we have to go step by step. You have to have the guru. There you cannot jump. You come to ISKCON and say that, I don't need Prabhupada, I don't need everybody, only Radha Rasgari is there. That is something up to Radha Rasabhihari to reciprocate with you or not. But then, if somebody is going in the normal process, you have the Guru, then you have to listen to the Guru, and by that Guru's mercy, you can get the service of Krishna. So here, Shukracharya certainly, not because of his mercy, he got Vaman there, but because of his own, you know, spiritual strength and his own service to Vaman there.
You mentioned Prahlad Maharaj. So, could it be that because Prahlad already had a benediction from Lord Nrisimhadev,
yeah,
that all your family members for 14 generations, by your devotion, will be delivered? So although Bali really didn't have that qualification to surrender, but he could make the right choice, because of the benediction of his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj.
Yes, mercy of Prahlad. Thank you. Mercy of Prahlad Maharaj is there always. He has blessed him with a garland which is not going to fade away. He has blessed him. Yes, Prahlad Maharaj's blessings are there. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaura Premanande.